Welcome to session 3 of the Stress Liquidation System. In this session, we're going to help you establish certain patterns of thought and behavior which will enable you to protect yourself from stress occurring and affecting you in the days, weeks, months, and even years ahead. In fact, once you have fully implemented the ideas that we will cover in this session, you will be so protected from stress, it will be like there is a shield around you, preventing it from touching you ever again. And so, in order to make this session as effective as possible, I'm going to have you just sit back and relax. And there's really not a whole lot for you to do except pay attention to what I say and allow yourself to experience certain things within yourself in response to the things that I say. This can be made even more effective if you empty your mind and allow yourself to disconnect from the world around and connect more deeply to the world within. And as you focus your attention on a space within yourself, a space where you are connected to the essence of your life, you can allow yourself to embrace that sense of joy, love, and bliss that is the essence of who you are inside. And as you leave the world outside behind and connect even more deeply to the world within, you can allow your body to just simply relax, releasing any sense of tension, stress, worry, doubt, disbelief, uncertainty, or any other negative emotion that you may have been feeling before this moment. And as you just sit back and relax, let go and release all of that negativity that may have been coming up before, you can just let it go and push it away so that it is no longer within your space. And one of the easiest ways to push away those negative things is to embrace something more positive. And so remember a time when you felt really good, when you were having such an enjoyable experience. And remember how that feels to have such an experience that it can completely overwhelm your senses with positive emotions. And as you remember such a time when you felt such wonderful feelings, you may remember what you saw at that time, hear what you heard back then, and even feel tactile sensations that remind you of what you were doing at that time. And as you focus your mind on reliving this experience now, you can bring all of those wonderful emotions up to the surface where you can truly enjoy them once again. And when your mind and body are full of such positive feelings, there is no room for the negative. And as you maintain these positive feelings within yourself, you are protected from any sense of stress, tension, worry, fear, guilt, or anything else that would pull you down. So let's just continue this progression, focusing on those positive feelings. How strong could you make these feelings now? How much more intense can you feel such wonderful sensations within yourself? Can you project this energy beyond the limits of your body, out into the space around you? Just pretend that it is possible to affect the world around you with your positive intentions. And notice how this makes you feel. And notice how this further relaxes you and opens you up to more wonderful experiences ahead. In this space within yourself, your conscious mind is more easily able to connect to that deeper, powerful, creative subconscious mind within, that part of you which is so much more capable of learning and managing hundreds and even thousands of details. As you acknowledge and connect with that powerful part of yourself, that part which enabled you to learn how to master many difficult things like walking and language, riding a bike, driving a car, many other wonderfully complex activities that you now take for granted simply because they are so easy to do. We tend to forget how difficult they were in the beginning, and yet they are so easy now. One of the ideas that I have shared in these recordings is that the more we allow this powerful part of ourselves to learn from experience, it can then take the lead and help us accomplish many more wonderful things so easily. And this is really one of the first things that I want to talk about in this process of learning to avoid stress. And that is to be open to all experience, because all experience leads to learning. And the more we learn, the more we are capable of avoiding the problems and going directly to the proper solution, no matter what situation we are in. I don't know if you've had the experience of moving to a new town, but one of the things I can tell you is that when you do move into a new town or a city, one of the best ways of learning that city and getting an intuitive sense of where you are at any point in time is to just simply travel the roads, go up and down all the different roads, turn all the different corners, just be open to experience everything. And the more you travel the different roads of that new town, the more it becomes familiar to you. The more you are able to recognize various landmarks, which tell you exactly where you are at any given moment in time. Eventually, you get to a point where someone could blindfold you, take you to any part of town, drop you off, remove the blindfold, and within minutes, you'll know exactly how to get home. The same is true when we are learning how to do certain things. We have all of that experience to fall back on. kind of like when we were learning to walk. We had the experience of losing our balance, which gave us the information of where that balance was, so that we could recognize when we started to lose the balance before we lost our balance. Sometimes the only way of truly mastering a process, mastering a trade, mastering an activity, is to fail over and over and over again, gathering more and more information as we go, to the point where we can recognize when things are about to go wrong before they go wrong. And when you learn to be open to all experience as a learning experience, this not only helps us master our lives much quicker, but by removing the judgment of what is good and what is bad, that in itself helps us to avoid stress. Because a lot of the stress that we carry is because we label things. We label this as good, this is what I want. We label things as bad, this is what I don't want. I'm going to try to avoid that. And by avoiding certain things, we limit our learning. And by embracing all learning, we can learn so much quicker and master our lives to a much higher level than we could otherwise. And as you can now appreciate the sheer magnificence of your powerful subconscious mind to learn and guide you intuitively to do the right thing at the right time, always being exactly where you need to be, doing exactly what you need to do, this is the perfect outcome that most of us seek. And by simply acknowledging that the way your mind works is by collecting information and using that to balance hundreds or even thousands of details at a time, you can truly appreciate just how wonderful that deeper part of you truly is. And I want you to truly appreciate the essence of who you are, that part of you that can guide you intuitively. And as you connect more deeply with your inner self, you can communicate more easily, sharing your conscious desires and intentions with that deeper part of you so that it knows what you expect of it, so that it knows what will please you, so that it knows the parameters that it is aiming for in its activities. And one of the easiest ways to communicate with your powerful subconscious mind what you would like it to help you accomplish is by simply imagining the desired outcome in as much detail as you possibly can. Just for a moment, think of something you would like to experience in your life now, and just imagine it in rich, vivid detail. See a specific situation in which you know that this outcome has been accomplished. See what you would see then. Hear what you would hear. Feel the sensations and emotions that would be part of that experience. And as you do this, you are communicating very clearly with your powerful subconscious mind what you want it to help you do. It's like programming a GPS. You've got to enter in the address, the destination, so that it can tell you where to turn and how far to go before the next turn. and this exercise of imagining what you would like to experience in the future leads us to the next point that I would like to share in this session. And that is, when we do think of something outside of the current moment, we want to focus on what is positive and good. It does us absolutely no good to ruminate about things in the past which we did not like. We had the experience. Our subconscious mind collected all of the data that it needs to redirect itself in the future. And so the only thing that remembering past trauma will do is to create more trauma in the present moment. And so by leaving the past in the past, we can eliminate another source of stress from affecting us. It is perfectly okay to remember wonderful things from the past, because that creates wonderful feelings and sensations and an experience in the present moment, which is enjoyable. And so the more we focus on what is good and enjoyable, the more we allow ourselves to just flow through life, avoiding all sense of stress, strain, or tension. And by the same token, when we think of the future, it does very little to help us by thinking of what could go wrong in the future. There is a time and a place for planning, and there is a time and a place when our powerful subconscious mind will explore all of the many possible outcomes of what we would like to accomplish. And that can happen purely on the inner subconscious levels. There is no reason for us to consciously interfere with what the subconscious mind will do on its own. One of the reasons why we can trust our powerful subconscious mind to guide us unerringly directly to the outcome we desire is because on that inner level, within its own private space, it has already looked at the hundreds, thousands, even millions of possible outcomes and the pathways leading to each one of them. Before deciding on the correct pathway, which will avoid the problems and lead you directly to what you want to experience in life. Let your subconscious mind do what it does best by looking at all of those many possible outcomes. It already knows how to do this. You do not need to add your limited conscious thinking to the process. One thing that you can do on a conscious level that will help you prepare for upcoming situations is to simply relax, go within, connect with your powerful subconscious mind as you are doing right now, and ask the question, what do I need to do on a physical level to be best prepared for the day ahead? And then follow the advice you were given, because your powerful subconscious mind will use all of its information, all of the planning that it has done to guide you. And you can ask for guidance that is clear and meaningful to your conscious self. And isn't it wonderful to know that you have such an experienced guide right there with you, always available every step of the way, helping you avoid the pitfalls, helping you reach the beautiful spots of life, knowing that you will get the best outcome by trusting that powerful, intuitive self, which is so much more capable than our conscious minds. And in this, you may be wondering if our powerful, subconscious, intuitive self can do all of this. What is left for the conscious mind to do? And with this, I can tell you two things. The conscious mind is the best part of you to set intentions, to choose a destination. Where do you want to go? Once you choose on a conscious level what you would like to accomplish in your life, the subconscious, intuitive self will apply all of its massive resources to helping you get there. The other thing that your conscious mind is ideally suited for is to enjoy the outcome once you have accomplished it. And right now, let's just reinforce the essence of what we have covered in this session. And I'm going to direct your focus back to the enjoyable experiences that we had before. And just refresh those feelings of love and joy and bliss within yourself. And just remember how strong they can be. And just allow yourself to resonate in harmony with these wonderful feelings. And as these feelings grow even stronger within yourself, you can project them outward, beyond your physical body, out into the space around you, knowing that you can influence the world around you by your intention. Even on a purely physical level, by projecting this energy, you are changing your expressions on your face. You change your body language. You change your decisions. You change so much on a physical level simply by focusing on spreading these positive energies around you. And by showing up in a different way in the world around you, people respond to you differently. And therefore, you can literally change the direction of your life simply through the intention of projecting positive emotions. Of course, if you believe in a metaphysical universe beyond the physical, then you might see that by projecting these positive, wonderful, beautiful emotions, these energies of these emotions can, in fact, influence other people and things around you. And it's almost like luck is on your side. The force is with you. There's a guardian angel looking out for you. I have seen so many wonderful things as a result of projecting positive energies, but I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm just here to guide you to try something new and see what happens. Learn from the experience and allow your powerful subconscious mind to guide you on what to do next. And as you focus on all these positive, wonderful feelings, projecting them out into the world around you, there is no space within yourself for stress to accumulate. And as you engage in fun and enjoyable activities, you can release any stress as it happens. Feel free to give yourself permission to take breaks once in a while, to indulge in something wonderful, something fun. Take a recess once in a while and just allow yourself a day at the spa from time to time. And I'm not just talking about the recordings in this session. I'm talking about going out into the physical world and doing something enjoyable for yourself. You're worth it. You deserve it. And as you learn to be open to new experience, knowing that all learning will help you become better at whatever you do, you will know that all things can be considered good if you choose to see them in that way. At this point, I will direct your focus to a future time, a time where you have fully mastered the ideas that we have talked about in the session. And as you see yourself in that future space, in that future situation, where you are master at avoiding stress and preventing it from happening right before it happens. Notice how you respond to different situations. Notice that the things that used to trigger a stress response can now trigger a pleasure response, a response of pure, positive, loving, joyful, blissful energies that simply wipe out the stress before it even happens. Maybe you see that future self laughing, giggling, just having fun, even in the most difficult situations. Because that version of yourself knows that there is something powerful within you that can handle anything that comes up, because you have given it enough experience to learn how to handle those situations in the best way possible. You are such a magnificent person. You have so much potential within you. And as you learn to trust yourself, more and more of that potential will be realized. And life just gets better every day. And with that, I will bring your attention back to your physical body. I will have you start to notice the environment in which you are sitting. And you can now bring with you all of the positive changes that have occurred during this session, knowing that stress will never be a problem ever again. And isn't that wonderful? Welcome back. So, that's the end of this stress liquidation system. I trust that you have gained some incredible value out of this system. If you would like to share your feedback and comments about your experience with this system, I would love to hear about them. And until next time, just remember this: life is what you make it. Make it great.